This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 76 of Painting on Glass, Far Out Places. And I'm your host. This is Marcus Sozel.
Leave another sign for me to find behind. So I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and a love. This might be something to show me.
Thank you so much for joining in today. And let me thank all the listeners who visit this podcast on a frequent scale. That's so wonderful, and I appreciate that a lot. You bet. But let me also welcome those who have found their way right here for the very first time. You're welcome. Today, it'll be all about far out places. What we will be talking about should be revealed in the minutes to follow. So let's get started, and I hope it's going to be an exciting one for all of us. Let's go.
Every road, it leads both ways. That's what the poet says. Every stop is taken with a wish to go again. Nothing seems insane. So days may come and days may go, and no place does ever seem the same. The deepest sense of traveling, it's coming home again. It's just that way.
You know, there are questions pointed out to me on a frequent basis. That's good. But the following one seems to appear regularly. I've often been asked where my ideas to come from. It doesn't matter if it's books or songs. To be really honest to you, that's a quite difficult question to answer, because what I could tell does lead right into spaces that might not always be easy to enter in an ordinary way.
And it's traveling, traveling under different stars. Traveling, traveling under different stars. And the longer you seem to travel, the more you seem to know. There's nothing like finally coming home.
I could easily say that these ideas are simply there. They really are. I wouldn't be lying. But it's a little more complex, you know. Fact is, anytime I'm about to begin to write, I know that it's worth beginning and that it will take me along. But let us start right at the beginning, where it all begins. And we gotta go a little into the mystic right there. Wow.
It's traveling, traveling under different stars. Traveling, traveling under different stars. The longer you seem to travel, the more you seem to know. There's nothing like finally coming home.
Writing is a state of mind. I've already told you before, do you remember? You're somewhere and somehow highly sensitive to what happens all around you. It might be the place you're in or the people you're with. It doesn't matter. You suddenly have a title in mind. A story reveals itself in front of your inner eye. Or you simply stop playing on your guitar or piano without any reason. There it goes. And it feels so well.
Read the words that you would write on a sheet remaining empty and white. So So much you long to put down, you know you never will, but still you try.
And then, when you're all by yourself and maybe begin to ride an invisible antenna, seems to lift out of your mind right up into the ether, where all things might be, mingled in one place, as complex as they may be. Wow. Lordy, Lord. There we go with the mystic. And it's like meditation then. And it's such a wonderful, far-out place to be. But bad thing is, you can't stay there for too long. For this antenna will come down again after a certain time being there. That's a sad part. Because it feels free and wonderful up there. With all the stories to tell and all the songs to write. I can tell you. Isn't that beautiful? But let me be honest. Every time it happens to me, it feels that wonderful. It really does.
So many travelers rush on fast, dreams that never gonna land. But as fast as they may move, as sudden they may fall, after all. Traveling, traveling under different stars. Traveling, traveling under different stars. The longer you seem to travel, the more you seem to know. There's nothing like finally coming home.
You gotta see now, it's a natural and sensual state of mind, which is very hard to describe. It's not about taking drugs or being disordered by any other means. It is not. It's simply being amazed by the wonders this world has to offer to you in moments like this, rare moments, out in far-out places where you can't stay for too long.
Days did come and days did go, and no place ever seemed the same. The deepest sense of traveling is coming home again. Now I know it's just that way. Now I really know it's just that way.
Well, I hope that you yourself may have a chance to experience such a wonderful state of mind that leads you on to be or become creative in one or the other way. And it does not matter what you are doing. It really does not. It's simply important that you're gonna do it in your own way. Nothing else matters. It's just you and your own idea as a present from these far out places. Nothing more.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. One painting on glass. Lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind, that's painting on glass.
The song you heard in this episode is Different Stars, and it's taken from the 2011 album Patches. And right now, at the end of this episode, let me remind you to subscribe in case you've enjoyed being with me today. And if you did, just spread a word about this podcast. And please leave a rating or a review, because it'll help others to find this show. Thank you so much.
Painting on love, painting on
love. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.